Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Several times over the years in sermons, I have referred to a house on Forest Avenue in my hometown of Frankfort, Michigan. I return to that image once again today, and I remind you of some of the details. It was Minda Crosby's house for as long as I made Frankfort my home. The house sits on a double lot facing Betsy Bay, just 2 blocks away from the Lake Michigan shore. It was built before the beginning of the 20th century, making it now well over 100 years old. In my youth, I remember it as a magnificent house. Its best feature was the wraparound porch that extended across the front and along the east side. And the 2 extensions of the porch met beneath a round corner tower. And they were framed with turned spindles and sunbursts made of wood that marked the style of its day. Even in my youth, when I would imagine how my life might be when I became an adult, and I thought of the kind of house in which I might live, I pictured Minda Crosby's house. In that house, I imagined that one could live with grace and with style. In that house, a modest life and elegance would meet and be comfortable with each other. Well, for the longest time, the house stood abandoned. I've told you about that in the past. Left to the elements without care and maintenance, the beautiful wraparound porch collapsed. A family of raccoons took up residence in what remained of the porch roof. A no trespassing sign was tacked to the clapboards of the house. The grass went uncut. Whenever I had an opportunity to inquire about the current condition of the house, I was told that nothing had changed and that the house continued to deteriorate. So I feared that at some point it would be declared beyond redemption and be demolished, and I dreaded the day when that report came to me. I never lost the ability, though, to dream and to envision a new life for that place. I could see in my mind a new porch and a new roof. I could see a new day when love was once again lavished upon what had once been abandoned. I could see the flowers restored, and I could see the raccoons kicked out, which was almost the title of the sermon this morning. I could see these things as clearly as I can see you. I always maintained hope that someone would buy that house and give it a new life. And just recently, I have learned that that day has come. And that's what makes using this image again different from all the times before. I am told that that house was purchased and is now restored and new once again. A restoration that honors its magnificent past and equips it for service in a new day. So sometime this summer, I hope to drive over to Frankfurt and to witness this transformation for myself. Minda Crosby is long gone. In my mind, it will always be her house. You see, for me, Minda Crosby's house on Forest Avenue in Frankfort, Michigan, illustrates the central theme of the book of Revelation. Hope lies in looking beyond the present torment and seeing God's new plan. The writer of Revelation was addressing a discouraged people, and his message was clear. Look beyond the present difficulties and imagine a new day. Then, with God's help, get to work building that new day. There are two ways, two parts to making a dream or a vision come true. The first part is the ability to see a brighter future. I have always been able to look at Minda Crosby's house and see a beautifully restored new home. After these 10 months of living through Terry's battle against cancer, sustained by your prayers, we will never be able to properly thank you. But after all that time, I now more fully understand the importance of never losing sight of the day and the promise and the hope of restoration. How easy it is when trouble is upon us to assume that God has abandoned us and that hope is gone. Keeping with the old house metaphor, once the raccoons move in, it is awfully hard to imagine a day when they are kicked out. Without that vision, we remain stuck in our present difficulties. Without vision and without hearing that message from God of hope and redemption, we cannot even imagine that life can be anything other than what we have known. Without a vision for the future, the most we can hope for is to pine away for the past we have lost. Consider the post-Easter appearances of Jesus. I believe that in each of those stories, in Luke and in John, God's purpose is not so much to convince the disciples of the reality of the resurrection. Rather, the stories seem designed to redirect the disciples toward the promise of a new future. I believe that. Because in each of those stories, the word of the risen and transformed Jesus to the disciples is a word that calls them out of their despair and directs them ahead to the work of building God's kingdom. The risen Christ is a Christ who won't hold still. The risen Christ is a Christ who never looks back. The risen Christ is a Christ who challenges the disciples to keep up as God's Easter purpose begins to take shape. But vision is only part of what we need. Along with the vision comes the need for energy and for hard work. Nothing worthwhile in this life, nothing that God ordains and to which God calls us ever came about unless someone or a group of someones was willing to invest the time, the energy, the financial resources, and the spiritual focus necessary to make it happen. The book of Revelation gets used a lot. And I disagree with an awful lot of what is put out there as being of the book of Revelation. I would tell you that the book of Revelation is not so much a secret message predicting the future as it is an open letter of hope and encouragement for the present. Do not despair. A new heaven and a new earth is on its way. The 21st chapter of Revelation fits right in with this post-Easter season. The risen and transformed Jesus strides boldly ahead of us, directing all Christian disciples toward a new day of hope and purpose for the sake of God's kingdom. On Forest Avenue, in my hometown of Frankfurt, stands Minda Crosby's old house. Once in ruins, it now stands restored and ready for a new day. No more crying, no more pain. God lives among us mortals. The former things have passed away, and a new day waits to be claimed. Thanks be to God.